AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Tech consultant Nima Momemi pleaded not guilty to a murder charge in the stabbing death of Cash App founder Bob Lee on the streets of San Francisco. Momemi was arrested last month and charged based on surveillance video and testimony from a friend who was with Lee the day before he died. District Attorney Brooke Jenkins says they have the evidence.
We absolutely don't believe this is a whodunit. We believe that we have the murderer of Mr. Lee, and that's Mr. Momemi. And so there's no question in our minds that we have charged the correct person who killed Mr. Lee.
Momemi's attorney says the two men argued in the car before the incident. She says Momemi's actions were both a measure of self-defense and an accident. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says with the nation about 2 weeks away from possible default, Republicans need to back off on their positions.
We don't have the luxury of partisan gamesmanship, brinksmanship, or the effort to try to extract deep, painful cuts related to the American people in order to avoid a default.
Negotiations continue on a bill to raise the nation's debt limit while President Biden is away at the G7 summit in Japan. Senate Minority Whip John Thune says it's about time the president got involved.
Better late than never. And I hope over the next few days, the two sides will be able to swiftly reach an agreement.
The Treasury Department says without action by Congress, the country could go into default around June 1st. The Walt Disney Company announced it's scrapping plans to build a new campus in Central Florida and relocate 2,000 employees from Southern California to work in digital technology, finance, and product development. The decision follows a year of attacks from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and the legislature, with Disney filing a First Amendment lawsuit against DeSantis and other officials. The Supreme Court sided with Google, Twitter, and Facebook in lawsuits seeking to hold them liable for terrorist attacks. This is AP News. A Grand Slam champ says his career is wrapping up. The AP's Gethin Kulba has the story.
Rafael Nadal has pulled out of the French Open with a lingering hip injury that has sidelined him since January and says that he expects 2024 to be his last year on the tennis tour.
My idea and my motivation is try to enjoy and try to say goodbye of all the tournaments that have been important for me in my tennis career.
The 36-year-old has a career record of 112-3 across 18 appearances at the French Open, and he won the most recent of his record 14 singles titles there a year ago. I'm Gethin Kulba.
Major League Soccer has awarded San Diego its 30th franchise, which is set to join the league in 2025. A team name and crest will be revealed in the future. The MLS expansion team will play at San Diego State's Snapdragon Stadium, which opened last year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.